you have seen a lot of former students grow up in their careers, and many of them launch out on their own as entrepreneurs. Aside from good luck and good timing, which always benefit everybody, what's the most important thing about the entrepreneur that you think will impact their ability to be a success in their chosen endeavor?
There is a sense of urgency, there's a sense of passion, and there's a sense of commitment to their vision that most people don't have. Maybe 1% of the people are real entrepreneurs, and another 1 or 2 are kind of marginal. Most people just don't have that commitment and passion and sense of urgency about their vision. It's not about just wanting to work for yourself, and kind of we all would like to quote work for ourselves. That's not what it's about. It's about doing. There's a sense of not just working for yourself, but walking to your own drummer. Sam Zell has, who's an ultimate entrepreneur, has a phrase he's used in my class: everybody else is marching left, and you're convinced right is the right direction to go. Most people will go left. An entrepreneur will go right. Now, sometimes that can lead to disaster. But if you're correct in your vision and you go right when everybody else is going left, you not only avoid disaster, but you exploit success when almost no one else is doing it. By the way, they'll eventually come right after some casualties from going left. They'll catch up with you, but in the meantime, you've built some advantage. I'm not sure how much of it is innate, genetic, DNA. It's like a great athlete. If you don't have good hand-eye coordination, you'll never be a great basketball shooter. But if you have good hand-eye coordination, I can make you a better shooter by training. You have to have that. Some of that is natural and instinctual, and some of it is improved with time and training and education. It's not an either-or, it's a both. Most people also, Bruce, it's funny, are not comfortable going to work not knowing what they're going to do day after day after day. If you think about a normal person knows I come in, I've got these 9 things, these reports, these whatevers, these asset reports that I've got to do. An entrepreneur is far more ambiguous. That doesn't mean they don't have days when they know what they're going to do, but it's a far more ambiguous thing because what I'm going to do is go in today and make it happen, whatever it is. Could be phone call, could be thinking, it could be deciding something was a terrible idea, could be motivating people, could be attracting capital. It's amorphous in its shape, and most people don't deal well with uncertainty. And the other thing I'd say is, when you're an entrepreneur, it maybe sounds very glamorous when you're rich and famous, but it's not the route to riches. Most entrepreneurs don't make as much as they could if they just went and were an employee for someone and had the safety and comfort. When you're an entrepreneur, you're coming out of pocket. So not only are you not earning, you're coming out of pocket to hire a secretary or lease space or put money into an idea that may be a bad idea. Only time will tell. If I'm an employee, I'm getting my travel reimbursements, I'm getting my paycheck, and I'm not putting money out. I know the thing that drives my wife nuts on my various entrepreneurial ventures is, who's going to pay this bill? So you go on a trip to raise money, or you go on a trip to look at a piece of property that maybe you want to buy or invest in, and you come back. Well, if I'm doing it for a company, I know exactly who's going to pay my expenses. When you're an entrepreneur, you not only didn't make any money by being paid that day by a company, you came out of pocket. That's your expense. You ate it. And maybe you get it back someday, maybe you don't. And most people just aren't constitutionally cut out for coming out of pocket for very long. It's emotionally challenging. So those are the things, but a passion and a belief and a sense of urgency in their action.